Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the September 19th, 2018 Your Living Brand Live Show. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. And this show is all about how do you add value? How do you add value to your customers? What's the story that you tell? Why do they find you unique? Why do they find you valuable? Because when your customers find you valuable, you stop being a commodity and you start being a brand worth loving. Now, every week we have another guest, and this week we have Ryan Hanley. Ryan is the chief marketing officer of a company called Bold Penguin. They write insurance business for the commercial industry, and they've got a technology that is incredible. And you know what? The difference between him and everybody else is they understand that technology and humanity need to work side by side. So sit back, enjoy, and I'll be right back after the show. Ryan, it is great having you on the show today. How are you doing?
Oh, Ben, it's good to be on the show. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
You know what? It's great. I mean, the funny thing is, we recorded this whole episode. We had this thing all pre-recorded, and then you go and change companies on me. this is exciting. I mean, you know, obviously you didn't know what was going on at the time, or if you did, you certainly weren't going to tell me about it. But I love where you've gone. You know, the company Bold Penguin, I mean, this is going to be a great story to tell because the company is doing, as you said, they're just growing. You know, for a 2.5-year-old company, they're growing. They've got a solid product. They're doing amazing things in the marketplace. And now with you coming on as the new chief marketing officer, they're just going to explode. So I'm excited to hear, you know, for my guests. I mean, this show is all about how do you add value? How do you add value to your customers? So walk people through where has Bold Penguin come from? What do you guys do? Who do you do it for? You know, why do they care about you?
And yeah.
Where is the company going?
Yeah. Well, you're very kind to allow me to come back on. I had a feeling I would be joining Bold Penguin, but I hadn't signed the contract yet. So I certainly wasn't going to start talking about it, but yeah, no. So I appreciate you having me back on. Yeah, so Bold Penguin, 2.5-year-old company based in Columbus, Ohio. I work remotely. I still live in Albany, New York. But they have about 60-plus people in that office in Columbus. And they're an insurtech and insurance technology startup specifically focused on the commercial insurance space. So our goal is to reduce the friction from customer interest. So the interest that someone has in potentially purchasing commercial insurance to the human being who actually closes that account. So we believe firmly in the agent. And that takes different forms, right? That could be somebody in a call center. It could be someone sitting in a local Main Street agency. There are a bunch of different versions of what it means to be an agent. Right. But every statistic, every study that is done, this is true on the personal line side as much or even much more on the commercial line side. As much as people are going to the internet to do research, 70% of all insurance transactions begin online, and 89 to 90, depends on the study, percent of all insurance transactions at some point the consumer goes online. So basically every transaction at some point the consumer is going online. Despite that, the close ratio is exponentially different between someone going all the way through and never talking to a human and someone going through that process and at the right moment, injecting a human being into the process and having them answer a few questions, confirm, verify, validate, build trust, respect, and close that deal.
Right.
Now, that's really exciting. But then for a business, the other side of that equation is that the retention is really in the insurance business. Retention is really where the rubber meets the road.
Of course.
And the retention numbers are just undeniable. When a human being is not involved, it is incredibly difficult to retain that business. Yeah. But when a human is, you end up retaining at a much higher number. So that all being said, we're using, we use a fairly dynamic system to get to capture a consumer's interest and then get them through a warm phone call transfer to a live agent who has the markets to write that business, has the ability to write that business, and the availability to write that business in that moment. So I can go into more detail, but I just, I look at it, everything I've written, everything I've talked about, everything I've done over the last 12 years in the insurance industry and in the marketing space, just the company kind of spoke to me in terms of a really about as quality a mashup of what I believe technology should be delivering to the system and the core values that I think a company should have. So it was kind of a perfect storm. And that's why I ultimately made the move from Agency Nation over to Bold Penguin.
Right. And I love that. I mean, as a business owner, I mean, you know, I buy commercial insurance. I'm on the other end of the, you know, the spectrum. I'm the consumer of the product. And you're right. You know, there are certain things being able to look at online is great. There's certain things that you have, but in the end, I need someone to talk to because it's a really complicated process. Are you getting the right insurance? Are you getting value for what you buy? Do you trust the people? Do you have the right coverage? And sometimes it's just those little few questions that the AI just can't answer. It's, you know, those few things that you're just not seeing the right box for. And having a human being either in front of you or on a phone or a video chat or wherever, then you can just go through those simple little questions that you have, make you feel a lot better about that $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 purchase.
Yeah.
You know, because what you're buying is you're buying faith. You're buying faith that, you know, in the next year, if something goes wrong, there's somebody that's going to be there to help me take care of it.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about, is having that leap of faith and having that relationship of knowing that you're not going to just hopefully be another number at the other end of the phone and something goes wrong, that you're going to be have somebody there that's going to be able to help you fix things.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the 1700s. When your house burns down, the community isn't rallying around you to do a barn raising and put it back up. Right. Yeah. Like if your house burns down, people look around and they're like, I'm glad that wasn't me, you know, and that's as far as it goes. So the only institution that's going to show up with a check and get you that house rebuilt is insurance. And I know insurance is great to bang on. And look, I've been dealing with it for more than a decade now. Sure. I sold insurance as a boots on the ground producer for 8 years.
Yeah.
Literally, you know, doing all the stuff. I've sold commercial, personal, life, health. I've been through every conversation. I've heard every negative comment, perception, myth that you could possibly have about the insurance industry. I've heard them all. And look, I get it. Like for the most part, and one of the reasons why I'm so excited about a company like Bold Penguin is that a lot of the negative mythology around insurance has to do with poor customer experience.
Right.
It does. Sucks.
Absolutely.
To fill out a 42 question form where the 41st question knocks you out and says you can't have insurance from this company.
Right.
And you're like, oh my God, I just spent 45 minutes on the phone or 40, you know, filling out this form or whatever. And now all of a sudden I can't get insurance from this company. How could that be?
Right.
So there is a better way. And those are the aspects of insurance that can be digitized and that, you know, machine learning and artificial intelligence can help with and algorithms and kind of big data where we can figure out ways to ask questions in a more dynamic nature to reduce the burden that consumers have in finding the right match. Now, once that match is made, and by match, I mean a carrier and an agent who combined can provide the right service. Once that match is made, I still believe in my heart of heart, 12 years in the business, that there needs to be, there's a human element to this, right?
Absolutely.
There are pieces where you have to be injected. But that being said, I can understand why people get frustrated with insurance, but the point is when you have your worst day of your life, the only institution that is coming to save you is the insurance industry. So as much as we can hate them and it's fun to bang on the insurance industry, they provide an incredibly important service to our entire ecosystem. Like you don't have a job, there's no buildings, there's no cars, like none of that stuff exists without insurance. Like New York City doesn't exist without insurance. I hope people realize that. Like no one builds a skyscraper without insurance.
No way.
Like no one builds a house without insurance. Your bank doesn't give you a mortgage without insurance. Mm-hmm. Like we're still living in tents down by the river. You know what I mean? Like that's the world that we live in without insurance because the capital and resources that are needed to fund those projects, the only way someone's going to be willing to put that kind of capital forward is if their insurance to back it up. So, that's my, I'll step down off my insurance soapbox, but
no, I like that soapbox because you know what, most people sit there and look at, you know, insurance like a necessary evil. No, it is. It's something you buy once a year, you write the check and you hope to God you never have to use it.
Yeah.
You really do. It, you know, what you're buying is you're buying a lottery ticket. You're hoping that if I buy the ticket, you know, nothing bad's going to happen. But you know, if you don't buy the ticket, something bad is going to happen and you're not covered. So the trick is to make sure that whether it's personal insurance, whether it's business insurance or whatever, that us as consumers understand that what we think we're getting is actually going to help us if, you know, if something goes wrong. And, you know, and that's where I see the benefit of using the AI, you know, and the machine learning and also the human being that backs it up. Because I think that you're right. There's got to be that human connection. There's got to be that you know, that gripping of a hand, an eye to an eye that says, you know what, we'll be there to take care of you. You know, nobody trusts machine learning yet. You know, to say that, don't worry, the computer will take care of you.
Yeah, I think, and when that day comes, you're not going to own the property. Oh. So the day that everything is just insured through a machine, I think that's more of like our Star Trek society, right? Where like no one really owns anything and no one really has a job.
94-97, yes.
Yeah, we just do things that make us feel good. Let's take a good example since we're down this rabbit hole. Hurricane Florence just slammed into North Carolina, right? So just from a commercial business perspective, not even looking into homes and stuff, you take a standard small business on a main street in Wilmington, North Carolina that was just flooded, that just had their roof ripped off, possibly tree falls into the building, possible damage from fire or from pollutants, right? So all of a sudden a gas line gets cracked or something like that and something contaminates the building. Like, the federal government's not coming in and bailing you out. Yeah. That town just becomes a ghost town. Yeah. But that's not actually what's happening. Is that right now I have a dozen friends and they're just part of hundreds, if not thousands, of insurance professionals that have descended upon Eastern North Carolina and are literally just handing out money, right? Yeah. They're just handing out checks. Here's a check. Go put your family in a hotel. Yeah. Here's a check.
Here's the stopgap checks just to make sure that you can survive for the next week or two.
Get yourself back in order. Get your life balanced so that we can get back to work. And they'll be there for weeks, if not months. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff to me, you know, that's why the work that the insurance industry does, I think, is so incredibly important. Like, yes, I do not wish by any regard that Hurricane Florence hit anywhere in the United States, but it did. And and that's the time when the insurance industry really shines. So for me, as just an advocate of this industry, and I do work outside the industry too. You know, I do speaking events both inside and outside the event. My work as a chief marketing officer is for an insurance organization. So I get to see other industries as well. And everybody has their place where they shine. Yeah. The unfortunate part about the insurance industry is that when we're doing our best work, it's your worst day. So there's absolutely, you know, you talk from like a branding and marketing perspective, you know, it's very hard to establish this positive brand connection because you have to be having a really shitty day to actually use the product to its full potential.
Right.
And that being said, you're always, you know, you're just in such a negative mind space that it's never like, oh wow, I'm super glad I'm using my insurance today. Yeah. Like that's just not what's going through our head.
Yeah. You're going, oh my God, thank God I actually bought that policy.
Yeah. And maybe complaining that it wasn't enough or something like that. But I get it. It's all, you're having a terrible day. It's your worst day. So I think the insurance industry will always have unique marketing and branding problems. You really try. You know, some people market on fear, but that doesn't really work long term because it's ultimately a turnoff. Marketing on The positive implications of insurance are really tough because people just don't connect to them. Yeah. So what ends up happening is people start, you know, a lot of companies market on price because they can't find a good connection point, a good emotional connection point to the customer base. You know, the examples of that or the exceptions to that rule have been like USAA. Mm-hmm. So USAA works with
big emotional pull. USAA is all about emotion.
So what very few people understand about USAA is that it's a standalone third-party company. Mm-hmm. Like USAA isn't owned by the government. Yeah. It's a mutual insurance company that does only service the military and has close connections with the military. Now, there's that is in no other way to say that what they've done is provide a specific product for a specific subset of our population and have been able to, based on the connection and all just the emotion that goes into being a service, you know, being in the service of our country, yeah. They've been able to create a deeper connection. They also have tons of ancillary products and services to help support veterans, occurring loans and stuff like that. So when you look at the marketing and branding problems that our industry has, you know, it's very tough to create deep emotional connections with an insurance brand. So I'm going to bring this full circle conversation back to the human being and why I believe that all insurance solutions at some point have to run through a human is that because it's so difficult to create an emotional connection with the brand, the only emotional connection that seems to connect, I won't say always, right? Because there are exceptions like USAA.
Yeah.
The only emotional connection that seems to connect on a consistent basis is when you talk to a human being. Yes. And when you talk to a human being, maybe I don't connect with brand X or agency Y, but I do with John Smith, who I spent 20 minutes on the phone verifying my information and walking through my options. I trust John. John seems like a good guy, or Sally seems like a really strong professional who's going to be around for a while. I don't necessarily care about the agency they work for. I don't necessarily care about the company they work for. But man, I really connect with that person. Yeah. And that's what I've seen work over and over and over again at different levels. Everything from, you know, large, you know, national or international carrier all the way down to that one person startup agency that's just getting going. If you don't inject the human at some point, you struggle on the back end.
Well, that's the basis of my book. You know, Powerful Personal Brands is all about that. It's all about getting people to understand that your personal brand within the company that you work for matters, you know, because it's all about human interaction. It's all about building trust. It's all about influence through trust. And if you don't have a human being on the other end of the phone that's empathetic, that understands, that's willing to listen, that's willing to understand, and is willing to help you make your life better, and it doesn't matter if it's insurance or anything else, you know, business doesn't move forward. Brands, you know, brands come down to the people that work for the brands. And if the people that work for the brands are huge brand ambassadors, they're advocates for the brand, they work well within the brand in order to make their customers' lives better, everything works better. And I think that you're right. So when it comes down to that, what does Bold Penguin do? What's the differentiator that you guys do? I mean, I love the fact that what you guys are putting the business community, the brokers, and the insurance industry together in a way that if I can't help you, I'll refer you to somebody that can, and I'm still gonna see some benefit of doing that. There's still, you know, there's a way for the broker community to help each other and make it better for the end customer.
Yeah, so there are, so we get asked the question in sales meetings all the time, what is the differentiator? Like who are your competitors? You know what I mean? That's a common question. If you're buying anything, that's, you know, outside of like a light bulb, it probably makes sense to
and
say.
And G even gets to ask that question, you know?
Yeah, who are your competitors? And we, you know, I've only been with the company 7 weeks, but I've been on quite a few sales calls since business development is a big part of what I do. And it's a question that I think we've struggled with because there is no one in the industry right now who is focused on full stack profitability in the small commercial line space. So that's a lot of words and I'll explain what it means.
Yeah.
So for most insurance carriers and insurance agencies and brokerages, which the main difference being brokerages tend to be very large organizations and agencies tend to be single location or small regional, you know, maybe three to seven locations, agencies. So, small commercial business, right. It's very difficult to be profitable as an organization servicing small commercial. So The issue is, unlike personal lines, which has similar premiums, right? A home auto umbrella package may cost a homeowner $2,500 a year, okay, for those policies. A small commercial lines program, so some property coverage, some liability coverage in case someone slips and falls. Maybe you have a couple riders for some things that you do, like cyber or something like that.
Yep.
Probably about the same, about $2,500. The difference is the amount of service work that is necessary for a small commercial program is much more intense than a personal program.
Yeah.
For the most part, people don't make changes to their policies very often during the year. Now, life events happen. There are moments where you need to trigger service work and personal lines for sure. But in commercial lines, oftentimes there could be monthly changes to the policy as the business evolves, as new employees come on, et cetera, et cetera.
It's dynamic. It's far more
dynamic. Okay. So that being said, most of the time, insurance policies, programs under $25,000 tend to get pushed to the side, meaning some organizations won't even deal with them, and other organizations will do the initial work of getting the program set up, but then oftentimes drop the ball on the service side and drop the ball on really the longevity of the relationship because it's, if you can't make a profit on the business, I mean, these are still organizations that have to exist.
Exactly.
If you can't make a profit on anything, you wouldn't sell it. So, okay. So what we're trying to do, and I shouldn't say trying to because it works. And this is the really exciting part, is that when the broader market, you know, have you ever read Crossing the Chasm by Gregory?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the Bible of marketing in the tech space. If you haven't read this book and you're interested in this stuff at all, like, it's an absolute must read.
Great book.
Go to
Amazon, great book.
Buy it right now. Start reading it. So we right now are very much like in the early, like we're at the beginning stages. Like I can see the chasm coming. Like I can see it coming because we're moving very quick through our innovators and our early adopters because the product absolutely works. So now we have to get to the point where we can start to address the larger market. And in doing so, we are proving out the case right now, and we'll be delivering some case studies to the marketplace, which show that by using our system, you can increase or even go from unprofitable to profitable through small commercial. We do that through a few different things. The first is we manage an exchange. If anyone's ever worked on Wall Street, it's like a Bloomberg terminal. If you haven't worked on Wall Street, it's kind of like the stock market, but not as crazy, right?
Okay.
You can buy opportunities out, meaning Ben Baker has shown interest in buying a commercial lines program for his marketing and speaking business.
Right.
And he's shown interest. He said, you know what? I think it's time for me to see what's in the marketplace. Okay. So you can purchase the opportunity to speak to Ben out of the marketplace. You can, let's say you contact my agency, but I mostly just write contractors. I don't write professional services business.
Right.
I can put you into the exchange and let someone else service you.
Sure.
Okay? So there's an exchange there. So basically we're trying to match.
You'll put me in touch with somebody that's far more involved in the type of business I need.
So I'll take the phone call with you. I'll say, Ben, I can't help you, but I'm going to send you to somebody that can, forward you into our system, and our call center then matches you with someone who's available to talk to you with right now, who has the markets and the expertise to solve your problem. So your problem gets solved, okay? And the point here is we're doing all the verification and validation work. So the average consumer takes 7 to 11 contacts to get them on the phone. Mm-hmm. 7 to 11 contacts. What sales professional in the world is making 7 to 11 outbound dials to get someone on the phone? They're not. That's yeah, they don't have the time. So what we're doing is through our algorithm and what we're learning, we're warming it up. We have a 35-person call center that right. then has a dynamic script. And as you answer questions, our system behind the scenes is pulling up. Okay, it's the Hanley agency. Nope, it's not the Hanley agency anymore because Ben is in, I don't know what state you're in, but we'll say it's Ohio, right? And sure. So the Hanley agency was a fit, but he doesn't write in Ohio. Okay, so he's out. So
we're going to this agency instead.
Boom, now this agency pops in. Okay, Ben is actually has some really high exposure in the professional lines market, and this agency doesn't write professional lines, so we're going to pop them out and pop in an Ohio agency that does write professional services Brilliant. And also has an expertise in this. And then as soon as we've asked enough questions, it's often between 8 to 11 questions, yeah. as soon as we hit a question which says, we know who the right agent is, and we've confirmed your intent, the phone dials, that agency picks up the phone, and we say, hi, we have a business owner on the phone. His name's Ben Bigger. He's looking for these coverages. Can you talk to him right now? Yes, you can. Okay. Hey, Ben, I got Charlie on the phone. He's going to help you out today. Connection made.
So it's an extreme warm thing. So they've gone through the AI system. Yep. They've answered the questions that they need to answer online. And as soon as the right, you know, they've hit the right dial to say, listen, we've got the right agency for you. You make the connection. This is brilliant.
Yes,
it is. It's a brilliant technology.
It's very, very cool. So as an agent, you're just sitting there going about your work and your phone rings and opportunities are coming into you.
Right.
And all the data we've collected is piped right into your computer in real time, right to your terminal. So you don't have to ask the same questions over again. Right. You can just pipe it right into your CRM or your agency management system or whatever. So you, and then this is the really brilliant part and the part that I think is game changing. So we use the term AI first approach. And what we mean by that is, cause that's a really easy like buzz term to just throw around. Sure. So what we've actually done is built integrations into today, we have six carriers today mm-hmm. that as we're answering the questions, they're pinging those carrier systems and pulling back rates that agent on the phone. So now imagine this, you're sitting there, you get a phone call. It's Ben Bigger. I go, Ben, I'm looking at a quote from, you know, XYZ insurance company right now. And I can get this bound for you. It's right. $1,200. That's a really good rate, man. That's for $1 million at fault liability, $2 million aggregate. That's exactly what the industry standards are. Yeah. I'm going to go in, make sure there's a couple riders on here. Okay, those riders are on there. Yeah, $1,200. That sounds like a good rate. You're like, that sounds like a great rate. Closed. Now, so before, I would have had to rekey all that information. I would have had to re-ask you those questions. All that is being done in real time. But and I think the mistake that most people who play in our space make is they want that quote to bind button, but they don't want to stick the human being in the process because that creates friction. It does not. That little bit of friction that a human being creates, that little bit, is what's building trust and respect for the process.
And that's what it is. It's all about trust.
Yeah. So to me, it's absolutely positively brilliant. I think everybody wants to disintermediate because it sounds sexy and fast, but it's not actually what insurance consumers want, mm-hmm. especially not commercial insurance consumers. So it sounds great, except it's not what the customers want, and that's what's proving out. So that's what was so exciting to me when I saw what they were doing. I was like, they could cut the human out. They could. Right. They could.
Absolutely.
But they were smart enough in building this company to say, just because we can do that, it doesn't actually help the consumer of the product.
Right.
And for that reason, that's why I think they're going to win, and why I'm excited to be here.
That's great. So I'm going to ask you one last question. I'm going to let you out the door.
Okay.
it's a firestorm. We could go on for hours, but
I know I could just keep talking.
You know what? When you walk out of a meeting, when you get in your car and you drive away, I know you've only been there 7 weeks, but what's the one thing you want people thinking about you and your company when you're not in the room?
I think I'm going to say there's two things. One, I want people to know that we are an enterprise level company, that these are These are real insurance people doing real work. It's not vaporware. This is, you know what I mean? This isn't like I'm selling you a pitch deck and then we're building you a solution. Mm-hmm. This solution exists. Right. The third largest insurance company in the entire country is our client. We power all the commercial lines. And unfortunately, I can't tell them who they, I can't right. say who they are today. Yes. I'm hoping I will be able to someday, but yeah, this is a real product that really works. So I'm trying to establish two things when I go in there. One, that that our goal is their profitability. Right. So the way we set up our contracts, the way we set up our business and how we make our money is all through the profitability of the clients that we work for.
Yeah.
And that we are an enterprise level company. If I can walk away from a meeting with them understanding those two things, I think that we have a chance at a real relationship if the tool matches what that company wants to do.
Right.
But yeah, that's what I'm trying to establish. It's not vaporware. This isn't selling a dream and then, you know, we got a tech team scrambling to build it. Like, it's already built. It's
and
there.
It's working.
It's already deployed in the marketplace. Yeah. And we're trying to do is start, you know, we're starting, like I said, we're walking up to the chasm, man. Like, it's built, it's working. We have early adopters on the platform. And now I'm staring across this void to the early majority. And I'm just saying, like, all right, now I just need to set this marketing up so that they understand who we are and we help make them comfortable. And, you know, and I think sky's the limit for what Bold Penguin can be.
Well, I'm excited to see what the next iteration is. I'm excited to see what the new website looks like, what the new marketing looks like, because I think you're going to just do a brilliant job with it.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you.
So Ryan, you know, people can get a hold of you at boldpenguin.com.
Yep. So a couple places you can find me. Boldpenguin.com is one. I have I write about this kind of marketing stuff. And some other things at a website called findingpeak.com. So you can go there.
Which is great. I love reading your stuff.
Oh, thanks. And then I do a lot of, if you want to read about, like, if you're listening to this and you're a true like insurance geek and you're into this kind of stuff, just connect with me on LinkedIn. I post articles all the time on LinkedIn. Eventually those will be on Bold Penguin too. But like I said, we're working on getting the website to the point where we're getting it out of startup land website and into like real company websites. So eventually all those articles will be there. But for today, LinkedIn, Finding Peak, Bold Penguin, or just Google me. It's I treat Google search like Highlander. Like, there can only be one Ryan Hanley. So I'm constantly, it's tough to not find me if you just search my name.
Yeah, Ryan Hanley's a lot more unique than Ben Baker. So,
oh, you'd be surprised. There's a ton of these guys, and some of them are like super smart. Like one of them's a professor at I always forget what university, and he writes these research papers, and I like struggle to get him off of page one because he's a smart guy. So I got these other Ryan Hanleys I got to compete with.
There you go, Ryan. Have a great day. I'm gonna put you in the green room for a second, say goodbye to everybody, and I'll be right back.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, take care. It was great having Ryan on the show today. You know what? He's passionate about what he does. And Bold Penguin, they're going to be a company to watch. At 2.5 years old, they're already doing incredible business. They're already solving real problems, and they're helping the industry be better. It'll be interesting to watch them over the next 10 years and see how they grow. Now, my name's Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. Now, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, what do? We provide keynotes, workshops, and we do consulting on brand, message, market, vision, value. We want to be the storytellers of your brand. We want to help people figure out why they should work with you and not your competitors, why you're valuable to them. But you know what? Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, this is the Your Living Brand.live show. We'll see you next week.